This chazar is a zayin chenish masabachi chazal shag v'am yehudah shenach zavay zor daf lamed. Rabbi and Yosef both said that diluted wine is not subject to the iser of gilui, meaning certain liquids become also when they're left uncovered, and cooked wine is not subject to the iser of yayin nesach. They asked, is cooked wine subject to the iser of gilui or not? Mar said, we find that Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi testified that cooked wine is not subject to the iser of gilui. When the Rabbanu went to visit Rabbi Yanei bar Yishmol, this question came up. Rabbi Yishmol ben Zerud answered that Rish Lakish said in the name of Chia that cooked wine is not subject to the iser of gilui. Shmuel was once sitting with Avlei. There was a guy, they brought them cooked wine, and Avlait made sure not to touch it so as not to make a yayin nesach. Shmuel told him, cooked wine is not subject to Israel. Yayin nesach, not a problem. Reb Chiya's maid brought him cooked wine that was left uncovered and asked if it could be given to drink. He said, cooked wine is not subject to the Israel of Gilui. Reb Adar bar Hava's servant brought him diluted wine that was left uncovered and asked him if he can give it to drink. He said, diluted wine is also not subject to the Israel of Gilui. Reb Papa said, this is only if it was diluted well. However, if it's not diluted well, we have to be concerned that a snake would drink from it. Shek the Gemara, when Rabbi Bar of Huna was once traveling on a ship, he saw a snake coming to drink his wine. His attendant put a little water into the wine, and the snake turned away and wouldn't drink it. We see that a snake won't drink even if only a little water is mixed in. And for the Gemara, a snake will even risk its life to drink from undiluted wine, but will not risk its life, meaning it won't drink in front of people, from partially diluted wine. In fact, once happened that Rabbi Yanei saw a snake go to a barrel with a little wine left and fill it with water until it could reach the wine. So we see that it drinks from diluted wine even in front of people. Gemara said it will do so for wine that it itself diluted, but not for wine that other people diluted before him. Rav Ashi or Rav Masharshia said we cannot give answers to be lenient with regard to a danger. So you have to be careful. Is it emakilim b'sakona? Rava Paskin, diluted wine is subject to Giloy and is subject to Yayin Nesach. Cooked wine is not subject to Giloy or to Yayin Nesach. Mor says that the attendant of Rav Chilkiya bar Tovi left water uncovered but was sleeping next to it. Rav Chilkiya told him, they said that the snakes have a fear of sleeping people and therefore would not drink from something that it's, if a person is sleeping right next to it. The Gemara says, though, however, this is only true during the day, but not at night. The Gemara then concludes that we make no difference between day and night, and we do not rely on saying that they have a fear of sleeping people. The Gemara says, Rav would not drink water from an Armenian home because he said that they're not careful regarding Gilui. He would drink from the home of a Jewish widow because he said that she conducts herself in the way that her husband would conduct himself, and therefore she is careful regarding Gilui. Shmuel would not drink from the home of a widow because he said that she no longer has the fear of her husband on her, and therefore he is not careful to cover liquids. He would drink at the home of an Armenian because he said, although they're not careful regarding Gila, they're very particular with regard to hygiene, and therefore they cover liquids for that reason. Others say Shmuel would not drink from the home of an Armenian or from the home of a widow. Tokmar Avaita Rishuba Levi said, there are three types of wine that are not subject to the Isra of Gila: sharp wine, bitter wine, and sweet wine. Sharp wine refers to a strong, bitter-tasting wine that breaks barrels from its strength. Bitter wine refers to Yarnika wine, which is bad and bitter. Sweet wine refers to wine from grapes that were sweetened in the sun. Rav Chama said, no, these are not three bad wines. These are actually three superior wines. Sharp wine is wine with peppers. Bitter wine refers to absinthine wine, and sweet wine refers to the wine of superior quality. Rish Lakish said that Karyena wine is not subject to Gilui. Rabbi Vovo explained this refers to sweet wine that comes from Asya. Rava said, in Asya, this wine is subject to Gilui because this is the normal drink for that place, and the snakes therefore would drink from them. Rava said, wine that has begun to become vinegar is subject to Gilui and Yayin Nesach for 3 days, but not after that. Nardoi said that even after 3 days, it's still subject to Gilui because it happens that a snake will sometimes drink from it. Abraisa says, Zakti Gemara, wine that is fermenting is not subject to the Isra of Gilui. The fermenting process lasts for 3 days. Liquid mixed with cress, not subject to Gilui, but the people of Golus have the custom to treat it as Osir. The Gemara says this is only if there is no vinegar in the mixture, but if there is, it would not be Osir. Kutach HaBavel, which is very strong and vinegar-like, is not subject to Gilui, but the people of Golus, again, have the custom to treat it as Osir. Rav Nashi said, if there are indentations in the Kutach that look like the teeth marks of a snake, avada, we have to be concerned that a snake drank from it. Rav Chiya bar Ashi and Rav Shmuel said a keli that catches the dripping from a barrel is not subject to the Isra of Gilui. Rav Ashi said this is only if there's a constant drip. Rav Chiya bar Ashi and Rav Shmuel said the natural opening of a fig is not subject to Gilui. There's no concern that a snake drank from it. This follows the view of Rabbi Eliezer and Abraisa, who allows eating figs at night. Rav Safra, the name of Rabbi Yeshua Doroima, said there are three types of snake venom. The venom of a young snake, that type of venom sinks to the bottom of the mixture. A middle-aged snake, it hangs around the middle of the venom. And an old snake, the venom floats to the top. Rabbi Bryce says that the older a snake gets, the stronger it gets. Rabbi says, yeah, it itself gets stronger, but its venom gets weaker. Zakhmar, it's important to know the characteristics of the different venoms for the following, like we see in Abraisa. Abraisa says if a barrel was left uncovered and 9 people drank from it, a 10th still shouldn't drink from it, even though the first 9 were fine, because in fact it once happened and the 10th person died. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said this is the case of a venom sinking to the bottom. Similarly, if a melon was left uncovered and 9 people then drank from it, a tenth person should not drink from it. In fact, this once happened, a tenth person died. And Rebbe said, this is again a case of the venom sinking to the bottom. A braisa says if water was left uncovered, it should not be spilled out onto the Rishus HaRabim, because it can enter the skin of a person who walks into that water barefoot, or it also should not be used to sprinkle around the house to settle the dust, or to be used to mix with, to create even clay, or be used to give someone an animal, or the animals of someone else to drink, or to be used to wash one's face, hands, or feet. Others say it can't be used on the part of the body where the water may collect and stay, but it could be used on other places. Nafkamina, the Tanakama, and the Acherim is that whether it can be used on the top of the hand, or the top of the foot, or on the cheekbones, these are smooth places, so the others would allow it to be used in these places, but Tanakama would not. In fact, Mar Brisa says that a person may use this water to give his own animals to drink from. Mar said that Brisa is referring to a cat, which is not damaged from snake venom. If so, why can't he also give his friend's cat to drink from this water? Mar said, because it's going to make the cat weak. So why is he allowed to make his own cat weak? Mar says, because he'll eventually recover, so it's okay to give it to him. So why can't he give it to his friend's cat? Mar says he can't, because the friend may be looking to sell the cat right then, and he'll be unable to sell it right then, because if it was weakened, then it won't be able to sell it before it recovers.